everybody. My name is Petra Walsh. You are listening to WMFO today, and I am in for my good friend Gonzalo Escajadillo, and it is great to take you up to 1 o'clock today. It's already 1 o'clock on this Sunday right here on WMFO with some little Billy Joel to lead us in. Always nice. We got about 10 minutes to get you caught up on everything you need to know about the world. That's a lot of pressure before we get into a great 50 minutes of music. But, of course, at any point today, if you want to weigh in on anything, 855-915-9636 is the way to do it. We got a very, very exciting show. We may be able to play some of the new Her Loss album that is really kind of popular at the moment, obviously, with, you know, two of the biggest artists in the world in Drake and 21 Savage. Yes, we will. So you can look forward to that in just under 10 minutes. So we'll start off with some of the latest news today. First, we got to start with some breaking news and a pretty disturbing story. 9 people have been hospitalized after a shooting outside a bar in Philadelphia, police have said. Though there seems to be zero deaths, luckily. Seems to be 9 people shot in a bar outside Philadelphia's Kensington section. That's just about some of the latest that we have at this point. The incident occurred just before 11 p.m. Eastern Time, according to CNN, in the neighborhood of Kensington. The first deputy commissioner, John Stanford, of the Philadelphia Police Department, said at a news conference early Sunday, multiple suspects jumped out of the vehicle and opened fire on a crowd outside and then fled into the vehicle. Pretty crazy situation. So all 9 victims were transported to a local hospital. So everyone seems to be, two of the wounded are in critical and 7 are in stable condition. So that is a very unfortunate story that you got very important to kind of keep people updated on. It is election day in just 2 days. As you, if you are of course above 18, will head to the polls and go and vote. Of course, if you're registered, that's the other thing. Not everyone, looking in the mirror here, a little bit self-reflection. Was motivated enough to, get down to the town hall and put their voting slips in. But, if you are, you'll have the opportunity to vote for mostly Republicans and Democrats as they try to flip control of the House and the Senate and, state legislatures, governorships, all that, going to be on the ballot on Tuesday. So the thing is, though, we're going to be talking here about the House. It's going to be a big thing that's in terms of, controlling legislation, moving Joe Biden's agenda, if he's going to, have a successful second half of his first term. He's going to want to have to really work to get that agenda going in a pretty effective and efficient way. And he's going to need the House for that. So the districts that will determine the House majority were crafted not only by fellow Republicans protecting their incumbents, but by courts and commissions that drew many of the nation's battleground districts, and by Democrats who have reached too far with their own maps. So this is pretty much the theme of the 2020 cycle is everybody, or the 2020 census redistricting efforts, is pretty much everybody went crazy on this one. Some people are more successful at going crazy than others, namely the Republicans. The Democrats would have had actually a pretty big advantage if they had not had Andrew Cuomo appoint right-wing judges to New York's judiciary and strike down the very pro-Democratic map that took place, that was submitted by the legislature and signed by Hochul. So Republicans are likely to benefit from redistricting more than Democrats after they pushed through some aggressive seat-flipping gerrymanders in states such as Florida. Some Democratic attempts to draw their maps to their advantage, like New York, were struck down. In 2020, there were 51 congressional districts where Trump and Biden finished within 5 percentage points of each other in the two-party vote, according to Politico analysis. That's fairly low historically, and under new maps, it will have declined even more, now down to 34. So that, of course, is going to be increasing partisanship and decreasing the amount, the ability to have a meaningful vote in the casting of your representative. Here in Massachusetts, obviously just going to be Democratic, no matter where you go. But there's going to be other places, that may have been, where people will want to have a say in a competitive election that actually means something. And they will not be able to have that due to gerrymandering, which is unfortunate. Meanwhile, the Powerball nearing $2 billion, excuse me, with no winning tickets matching the numbers. It's pretty tough. But, you know, if you're feeling lucky, by all means, you got to get in there. Meanwhile, daylight savings time, I do believe that is tonight. Permanent daylight savings time will hurt our health, experts say. But it's kind of tough to know. It's kind of tough to know exactly which time to go to. Do you go at the time where it's, you know, an hour later or an hour, I mean, the normal time, quote unquote. You know, it is very, very tough. You know, experts will say one thing or the other. But it is, you know, still going to be a pretty hot debate either way. Early voting is underway now for the midterm elections, and the records have been broken in Georgia, and it's going to be a really big test to see whether or not the state has truly gone blue after Joe Biden won it in 2020, and then a few months later, Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff secured the Senate for the Democrats with two pretty surprising wins, I would say, in that in those runoff elections. Now, Raphael Warnock is trying to make it official, and so is Stacey Abrams and her. I think it's going to be a much tougher election against Brian Kemp. But I think it's going to be still, you know, very, very interesting. So $250 million here for the Walker-Warnock, Georgia race, you know, so far it's just been a pretty strong toss-up. Herschel Walker has run a, you know, pretty poor candidate. There's a lot of gaffes. Had a big story about how, you know, he paid for, you know, people who were not his wife to get abortions, things like that. You know, it was a very, very rocky campaign while Raphael Warnock kind of just, you know, kept his head down. But with all the spending, it is a very, very tight race. And early voting already underway, breaking records. And, of course, that is, you know, Republicans, I do believe, are slightly ahead. I'm not entirely sure. Oh, no, actually, I apologize. I think that's in Florida, where their early voting has them even ahead in, you know, Miami-Dade County, which is pretty incredible. If you know, if you told someone that, you know, 5-6 years ago, that would have been pretty incredible at the time. Also, meanwhile, Donald Trump is planning for 2 years down the road. He talked about his, you know, potential political rival, many people may assume or believe, Ron DeSantis, at a rally for the Pennsylvania candidates for governor and Senate for the Republicans, Doug Mastriano and, Doug Mastriano and Mehmet Oz. There are indications that former president. So this is okay. We got the CNN clip here, unfortunately, that we got to build up to it. But in Pennsylvania. All right, here we go. We got Ron. This is the. I don't know if you. So this is the new nickname that we got, Ron, for Ron DeSantis. He's come up with so many before, and they've been so essential, so critical, to him understanding, for Donald Trump, you know, connecting with voters, connecting with Republicans, and just mocking the people that are, you know, so hated with even within the Republican base, people like Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Lying Ted, Little Marco, you know, Low Energy Jeb, all these things that were just so, so influential and so, you know, very, very. And you know what? I cannot even find the clip here really at all. But you know, we will get to it. We will get to it. But eventually. But you know, this is really been kind of a shockingly big part of the campaign, where, you know, he's really had and seen a lot of impact from the ability to just kind of get out there and really just name call people. And that has been, you know, a really kind of a surprisingly essential part to his success, because it just really, you know, it makes people in a weird way kind of laugh about people that, you know, politicians that they don't like.
Ron DeSanctimonious at 10%, Mike Pence at 7%. Oh, Mike's doing better than I thought.
Yeah, so there you have it, Ron DeSanctimonious. I don't know. A lot of people kind of scratch their heads about that one. I'm sure. I don't know. Honestly, I don't think it's going to make much of a comeback, because, you know, he's a, if he is nothing but if not, you know, someone who's always kind of testing it with the crowd, always trying to see, you know, what works, what's popular. If people aren't laughing, if people aren't giving him, you know, the respect and the adoration that he feels like he needs, he will not be sticking with that name for sure, and he will think of something better. All right. I'm going to do some local news here, though, real quick. Orange Line Cars, this is a pretty crazy story. Something to, you know, if you're ever in the Medford area, deserted along the railway siding in Medford, covered in graffiti and marred by broken windows, the MBTA's old Orange Line cars aren't going out in style. It's certainly an eyesore, says Medford City Councilor Richard Caravillo. I'm hearing there's people going in and out of them at the nighttime now. He's received apparently dozens of complaints from River's Edge Drive, where the 40-year-old train cars are visible over the past few months. The MBTA is storing its Orange Line cars there, which are in the process of being scrapped along a rail wall behind active tracks to make room for its new fleet, says Christine Lenthy, the T's manager of hazardous materials. There are people who drink and smoke out there, said Bill Saglick of 28-year-olds. I've seen the cops come here a couple of times to check it out. I've heard people from over here say that they were hearing noises from the leftover wagons. So yeah, very, very sinister. If you ever want to go see them, they're out there, you know, by the Malden River, by Wellington Place Station, the Wellington Place apartment complex. Yeah, so down there by the river. So very, very interesting stuff. A little spooky. But, you know, it is a little bit sinister. But I think, you know, honestly, the people in the community of Medford will, you know, probably be in fine. You know, if anyone's drinking and smoking there, you know, they better not go behind the wheel.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now, it's 12:12. We are 2 minutes in. We should be 2 minutes in anyway to our mix. But, you know, without further ado, we are going to get into it.
Hit the club, pay for about 10, get in, we crunk, lit in it.
I don't know if you guys realize, there's been a bit of a new album that just came out this past Friday. And we're going to play it for you this Sunday. Two of the biggest artists in the world, Drake and 21 Savage. This is Rich Flex from Her Loss. You're listening to Spencer Walsh Show, WMFO 855-915-9636. Remember to call, get your question, get your thoughts in. We want to hear what you have to say. WMFO.
21, can you do something for me?
21.
Can you hit a little rich flex for me?
21.
Then 21, can you do something for me?
21.
Drop some bars to my ex for me. Then 21,
21.
Can you do something for me? Can you talk to the ops next for me?
Okay.
21, do your thing. 21, do your thing.
21.
Do your thing. 21.
Yellow diamonds in the watch. This costs a lot. Never send a don't die. That's how you get shot. IDM in vanish mode. I do that a lot. Took her panties off and it's thicker than a plot. All my S's ain't nothing. Them busted. If my ops ain't rapping, they ducking. You ain't ready to pull the trigger. Don't clutch it. I know you on your period, baby. Can you suck it? I'm a savage.
21.
Smacker, booty, and magic.
21.
I slap a with the ratchet. I might slap a track on his whip and get the addy. Don't call me on Christmas Eve. Call your dad.
21.
Call your uncle.
21.
Don't call me.
21.
Always in my ear, yo, a fleet. Why my ass be posting guns and only use they feet?
21.
Hey, like an athlete, I got
all you. All of you need to remember who y'all talking to. It's the Slaughter Gang CEO. I got for you if I'm not working, girl. If I'm busy, then no. You need to find you someone else to call when your bank account get low. You need to find you someone. Got them kissing through the phone, clicking up so they don't feel alone. Ayy,
Man, seeing me, I'm young, money CMB. I used to roll with CMG. The house is not a B&B. The bad waiting on a like I'm P&D. I'm steady pushing P, pushing PTSD. I told her to kiss me in the club, a TMZ. I used to want a GMC when Woe was doing B&E. We revving up and going on a run like we DMC. I lay up with her for a couple days, then it's BRB. Rappers love asking if I when you know he did. Well, you know he did. She came in heels, but she left out on a cozy. Hey, I'm living every 24 like Kobe did. Shout out to the 6, RIP to 8. Swear the is getting 8. I'm on 10 for the cake. Get a lot of love from 12, but I don't reciprocate. 51 division, stay patrolling when it's late. 21, my Eddie, so the knife is on the gate. All the dolls eating off a Baccarat plate. See Drake and they underestimate. Take it from a vet, that's a rook mistake. Hey.
Drake and 21, not the only ones with new music. Here's some new Uzi. Just wanna rock.
Damn! Damn!
This ain't what you want.
Project.
This ain't what you want. This ain't what you want. Ha! 60 minute block. I just wanna rock. I just wanna. I just wanna rock. Body out of ya. Shorty got that body out of ya. Hit it once, no time. Side up, you gon' kill my vibe. Stand on my money, don't know my size. Pick them sides, and you better choose wisely. That's my high, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's my high.
Damn!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
MC, make another hit.
Whoa!
This ain't what you want.
Project.
This ain't what you want. This ain't what you want.
Sea otro apagón, vamos pa' los bleachers a prender un blon. Antes que a Pipo le dé un bofetón, Puerto Rico está en cabrón. Ey, estoy en cabrón, Puerto Rico está en cabrón. Ey, 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 piche a Maldiva, yo me quedo en Palomino. Ey, si no me voy pa' RD, un saludo a mis vecinos. Ey, aquí el calor es diferente, el sol está ahí, no. Ey, la capital del perreo, ahora todos quieren ser latinos. No, ey, pero le falta sazón, batería y reggaetón. Ey, ey, cuido con mi corillo que somos un montón. Ey, ey, le falta sazón, batería y reggaetón. Ey, ey, cuido con mi corillo que somos un montón. Welcome to the calentón.
855-915-9636. Call that number if you want to hear a song. It's WMFO.
Me gusta la chocha de Puerto Rico.
Creo que el público sabe que esto es una cosa más o menos informal.
There we go, Birdman, Lil Wayne, you know this one. It's been around in the 2000s, that is. I know what the people want to hear. More of that new Drake 21 Savage is Circo Loco from Her Loss.
I've been blowing through the money like it grown cheese. I've been f***ing on a French, c'est la vie. I just put them on a jet, now they all Italian. Way I'm dressed until I've been to $1,000. This fly by getting shots, but she's still a stallion. She don't even get the joke, but she's still smiling. Every night, late night, like I'm Jimmy Fallon. Crows shoot from anywhere like you Ray Allen. Crody, turn me up. Crody, turn me up. Crody, turn me up. Got a fur on a Tampa, got me burning up. Shorty said she graduated, she ain't learn enough. Play the album track one, K, I heard enough. Girl to drive it downstairs, better hurry up. Savage got a new, he wanna dirty up. Touchdown in NY, tear the Merce up. Hey, Bo take a shades with the great sense. Introduce me to it, yeah, makes sense. Gotta put her on the team, got a great bench. Linking with the ops, I did that shit for Jay Prince. I did it for the Maltese. Feel like 17, two purse, frog eyes. And I never been the one to go apologize. Me, I'd rather hit him up one more time. Hey, known a girl for 6 months, dinner up at my place. But I got these diamonds on my neck, so it's a blind date. All my d- on the roads, raising up the crime rate. Your name not ringing out here, it's on vibrate. And she took a skull, now shorty gotta hydrate. And he did some dirt, now my Crody gotta migrate. Probably won't see him for some years when I do, though. Turn me up, Crody, turn me up. Crody, turn me up. Hey, Crody, turn me. Hey, yeah, what? Crody, turn me. What?
21. In the drop top bins like it's 03. 21. Had the shooters aim down from the nose bleeds. 21. Gotta get this passport, keep my nose clean. Try to burn me up. Keep a man a tuck.
Yeah.
I never slip.
Never.
SF90 rims red like a poker chip. Rich as hell, still hood in the Strokersville. Pink slip in the glove for the ownership.
21.
Limping with the 30 on like a broke hip.
21.
Red flag giving blood on some donuts.
Oh,
all the ops get a bullet on some Oprah. Went from Angeltown Estates to a bigger state. Probably would have had a zombie on me if I would have stayed. Still have caught a case if I would have stayed. I've been thugging all my life, that's just how I played.
21.
Still posted in the A when feel me.
Fast.
Still gotta see the Gunners win Premier League.
Fast.
Still gotta keep a gun, it's always near me. And I'm down to hit them up.
One more 21. Time. Hit my line, you know the hair was gray. Oh yeah, alright, don't do romancing. One more time, you gotta run the face. Oh yeah, alright, one more time.
My name is Spencer Walsh. You are listening to WMFO right here in Medford. I am sitting in for my good friend Gonzalo Escudillo. Is it crayon or just crayon? I don't know. You know, question solved right there. We roll on today with the mix. We are just about halfway through with our show and a really nice song coming up, coming your way. From The Weeknd and Tyler, the Creator, from the new Dawn FM. Scroll, here we go again.
Strike a pose with my kinfolk. Front page of the billboard. Suit and tie, cigar smokes. My calendar shots till it burn throats. We still celebrate a Super Bowl. Catalog looking legendary. Ring froze like it's February. XO, that's a mercenary. A quarter bill on an off year. Used to sing on lost, but now we cruising on the yonder. Are we clear? Yeah. Said you wanted your boyfriend jealous with a couple pics, and you didn't expect to fall for me once you got this. The city dark, city dangerous. Your girlfriend's trying to pair you with somebody more famous, but instead you ended up with someone so basic, faceless. Someone to take your pictures and frame it. And my new girl, she a movie star. My new girl, she a movie star. I love the right, make her scream like Neve Campbell. But when I make her laugh, swear it cures my depressing thoughts. Cause baby girl, she a movie star. Baby girl, she a movie star. never fall. But here we go again. Ooh.
Never get to play Tyler on the air. Always a lot of fun to do so.
Some things can change, go wrong with me. We don't know how it's going to be. Forever is too long to me. We don't need the government involved because we like to touch. We don't need no damn religion telling us that we in love. But if we did crash down the road, spending lawyer fees up, pen and pad gon' save my ass if these feelings freeze up. You gon' sign this prenup. You gon' sign this prenup. You gon' sign this prenup. You gon' sign this prenup.
Here we go again, Weekend and Tyler, the Creator, on WMFO. Now a little Brent Faiyaz coming your way, FYTB.
Shorty, it's only you and me. What is you talking about? Yeah, I'll let you hear me. I see you so much in my dreams. We could've worked it out. What you talking about? Lately I've been looking for love, but I only come up on a stop me out. So if you ain't the one, you'll find me some money, you'll find me a plug. Cause I'm running out.
And that's on me. I'm a hot, check my degrees. Knew my in my teeth. Ma came through it like three. Fake ball like ten. The Buddha came through with deep. Running all night. Session at three.
Whoa, stop. I can't do no talking. I was just up, got back up. Now these bad keep stalking. Money keep calling. Keep stalling, yeah. Just touchdown, I just got bust down. Brand new wrist on ball, yeah. Go back up, can't call it, yeah. Ooh, it's a Friday. I get my money in 5 ways. I'm in the driveway. Diamonds on me like Zimbabwe. Love me like Beyonce. All black boy like I'm Chauncey. Just blase, blase. I don't partay. I get that bread, I don't parlay. Ooh. They ain't minding they business. I'm rich and they getting offended. Be timid. I'm in your bitch like a dentist.
Yeah. That big time of neighborhood.
I feel like summer. 7 days. Got some new homies, got some new hobbies, even a new two. Maybe she can come help you, maybe she can come lick you. After we're done, what's done is done. I don't want nothing else to do with it. Let me tell you a secret, I've been secretly banging your homeboy while you in Vegas, all up on Valentine's Day. Why am I so easy to forget like that? I can't be that easy for you to get like that. Oh no, she didn't. Oh yes, I did. Oh no, she didn't. I'll do it again. Leave me lonely for prettier women. You know I need too much attention for shit like that. You know you want for shit like that. I could be your supermodel if you believe, if you see it. Wish I was comfortable just with myself, but I need you, but I need you, but I need you. Ooh, just get a load of them, they got chemistry. All they could say, we like brother, sister, look so good together. Bet they for real, and it was right. That's why I stayed with you, the was too good to make me feel good for temporary love. You was your temporary love. For prettier women, you know I need too much attention for shit like that. You know you want for shit like that. I could be your supermodel if you believe, if you see it in me, see it in me, see it in me. I don't see myself. Why I can't stay long just by myself? Wish I was comfortable just with myself, but I need you, but I need you, but I need you.
Supermodel, obviously the name of that one, from SZA. What a classic. We now move, continuing the chill vibes, into some G. Jordan. Really, this is really the only person stealing the show in the song. Summer's Over interlude from Views.
Yeah.
come flood a running for Neverland. Time can never stop me, no, 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 no. I know you try to. I come riding in on a pale white horse. And in now high, still less fortunate. I do advise you run in, yeah. Run it out back when you're breaking it.
Very, very rare. Hopefully, sometime in music future, we get to see more of Rihanna and SZA, you know, on the same track, on the same album, whatever. They are just so, so, so good. But now, we're coming up on 15 minutes to go. We're hitting the house section. Oh, yeah. This is Spencer Walsh Show, filling in for my good, good buddy, Gonzalo Escadillo. Baby, baby. Closing it out. 15 minutes to go. It's WMFO, the number one freeform station in the state of Massachusetts. Yeah, that's right. I'm up in the ante. Let's go. Closing out today with one of my favorite new house artists. This is Tanya from Fred Again. It's been an absolute pleasure taking you into this Sunday afternoon on WMFO. My name is Spencer Walsh. Be back Mondays at 9 a.m.
テーブル越しから